fucking damn it. God, fuck. All right. I'm ranting and raving about fucking something before I even fucking get going. There's nothing to do with the fucking podcast. I just fucking saw something and it pissed me off and now I'm fucking agitated. You know what else agitates me? Internet dating and internet dating sites. There's a fucking million of these. My name is Chris Johnson and I've never internet dated and I will never fucking internet date ever under any fucking circumstances. I don't care if I have to be alone until the end of fucking time. I will never fucking log onto the internet and date somebody. And that doesn't mean that I'm looking down on people who use the internet to date. Some of my friends have used the internet to date and it's fucking worked for them. Somebody I know is getting fucking married to somebody he met on the internet. I don't give a shit. Like, congratulations. I'm really happy that it worked for you. But for me, it just doesn't fucking work for me. I just don't get it. Internet dating has got people fooled too. Internet dating has convinced the world that the only fucking way to meet people now is on the fucking internet. That doesn't make any fucking sense. There's more people on the fucking planet now than ever fucking before. And you're telling me the only way I'm gonna fucking meet any of these people is if I fucking date them online? Are you fucking kidding me? Older people will tell you that. They convince the older generation. I'm fucking 35. I know a fucking guy. Fucking Bee Machine. Bee Machine's dad's telling him this. Bee Machine's a single dude. So ladies, you wanna fuck the Bee Machine? I got your fucking hookup on that. Bee Machine's dad's telling Bee Machine, who is, how the fuck is old is that guy? I don't know, late 20s, early 30s, I don't know how fucking old he is. But his dad, fucking old dude, old fucking Virginia Southern dude, in his fucking 60s is like, well, that's the way people are meeting people these days. God damn it, Mr. Bee Machine, Big Beams, motherfucker, you bought in. They fooled you. How the fuck did you meet your wife? Big Beams is married, he's got two fucking kids, one of them's the Bee Machine. Well, you fucking met somewhere. Like, people can still fucking meet somewhere. The world isn't fucking different. Just every fucking asshole's on their goddamn phone all the fucking time now. And there's a million fucking dating apps. Here's why I won't internet date. Because I have no interest in getting to know anybody. And I have no interest in taking time out of my day to spend with somebody that I don't know. I don't give a fuck. And I don't give a shit about your fucking lame-ass internet profile. Or your picture. Or your fucking interest. I don't want to meet people like that. I don't want to, like, look at a photo of somebody and think, oh, she's pretty attractive. And then be like, what is she like? Does she like blue? What about steak? Does she like long walks on the beach? How about sandcastles? Like, I don't give a shit about any of that. The fuck do I care? That's fucking nonsense. If anybody ever gives you their interest, they're never interesting, right? If you, I mean, you could find the most interesting person that you've ever fucking met in your life, and you could be like, hey man, what are you interested in? And it's boring as shit. Well, I like football. I like taking walks. I like running. I like train rides. It's like, well, you're a douche. You can't list your interests. People think you're an asshole. Listing your interests makes you boring. And reading people's interests makes me think they're boring. It doesn't. You could fucking skydive. If you're like a fucking adventurer, like, I like mountain climbing, skydiving, and fucking windsurfing, I think, look at this fucking pretentious douche. And I don't know what I'd put for my list of interests. And I don't know what picture I'd use. It's dumb. It's fucking dumb. I hate it. And there's a million of these goddamn sites, and they're like, ooh, we're gonna put you together with 35 elements of compatibility. Like, fuck you. Who the fuck are you? The fucking love doctor? Like, I don't know what the fuck, like, who are you? Like, there's a new internet dating site that I found out about recently. It's called Bumble? Like the B, Bumble. They all say the same thing. Like, Bumble's like, we change the way people find friends and date online. Change the way? How did you change the way? Are you making it possible for people to reach their hands through the phone and jerk somebody else off? If that's what you've done, then you've changed the way people internet date. If you haven't done that, it's the same fucking shit that every other fucking site does. You fucking changed the way. What are you talking about? You haven't changed shit. So I started reading a little further. You know what? You want to know how they revolutionized it? You want to know? You want to know their big fucking breakthrough? Women make the first move. Oh, holy shit. That's novel. Women make the first move. Wow, you really broke ground. Look, other websites, dudes make the first move. This site, women make the first move. And I do have to hand it to them a little bit. Because dudes are dicks. Dudes are dumb, heathen, Neanderthal fucking assholes. And they're probably thinking, look, all these other sites, dudes make the first move. And they're just sending pictures of their Johnsons. And I'm not talking about my fucking hot face. They're not sending me around. They're sending pictures of their dicks. Women don't do that shit. One, they don't have dicks. And two, they're not fucking idiots. So they're like, well, we gotta fucking come up with a way that dudes stop sending their dicks immediately. So they're like, well, let's just have women make the first move. What the fuck is the first move with online dating? Somebody just typing out, hi, smiley face, click send. That's what a move is now? There's websites and articles about internet dating. They're like, how to get your profile noticed more on internet dating. It's like making a douchebag collage. You know the science fairs you used to do as like a fucking kid where you'd have like the fucking, the three pieces of cardboard or the trifold cardboard and you just put up some pictures of fucking dinosaurs and fucking volcanoes and shit. That's what internet dating is, except the science project is your dumb, lame ass. And the collage is just like you. Like, here's a picture of me running, and here's a picture of me with my fucking lame girlfriends, or, you know, out drinking with the guys. Like, whoa, I'm having fun. Yeah, I'm a fun guy. You maybe should date me. Speaking of dating, somebody fucking said to me the other day, and I kind of got pissed off about it. They're like, you know what? The reason you're probably not in a relationship anymore is because you're afraid of getting hurt. Nobody fucking believes me when I fucking say that. I really don't have interest in many people. They don't fucking believe it. Look, I am interested in some people, and I would not be fucking averse to, like, dating somebody that I'm really interested in. I'm just not gonna do it just to do it. That's dumb as shit. Fuck it. If I was gonna do that, I'd fucking internet date. I would. But fuck it. Oh, God. That's so fucking annoying. This whole fucking internet dating is so fucking annoying. I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, I'll be back with new episodes. You can follow me on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. You want to tell me about your internet dates? Fucking knock yourself out there. I'm on Google Play. I'm on Apple Podcast, and I'm on Podbean too. That's the main fucking host of the cast. You can get every fucking episode there, website or the app.